Statement of candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 2. Monica Brown, age 63, occupation, retired teacher. Education and qualifications. I'm a retired teacher of 39 years, advocating a different voice. I'm not a lawyer, businesswoman, or a farmer rancher. The key issues on which I plan to focus are mental health, economic improvement, and using the entire board salary of $96,000 to fund a foundation to support public schools and families. The realignment of prisons has created a state savings of millions. In the current proposed budget, $23 million has been earmarked for mental health. We know that more beds and mental health professionals are needed to help families' loved ones get the treatment that they need. Towards this end, the foundation's money will be used to help fund field trips, school gardens, and literacy projects. As stated in Enrico Moretti's book, The New Geography of Jobs, quote, a worker's education has an effect not only on his own salary, but on the entire community around him, unquote. If we want to improve the wages in our community, education is the key. My background as a K-12 teacher and as a trustee at Solano Community College will help facilitate this discussion. Website brownforsupervisor-district2.info. On June 7th, vote for Monica Brown, a different voice. Statement of candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 2. Tamar Tota, age 46. Occupation, owner of Rockville Corners. Education and qualifications. My name is Tamar Tota. Born in San Francisco, I moved to Solano County with my family in 1989. While working for the family business in Sassoon Valley, I attended Solano Community College. I have owned and operated my business at Rockville Corners since 1995. I want to use my experiences in the community to improve the quality of life for all Solano County residents. I have served as charter member, past president of Twilight Rotary Club, vice chair, Fairfield Sassoon Chamber of Commerce, planning and resources commissioner, City of Fairfield, volunteer police and fire departments, and school site council, member pedestrian advisory committee, and CERT program, public information officer and logistics chair. As a small business owner, I am committed to empowering economic growth and ensuring a safe and healthy community. I am passionate about ensuring that our water is safe, affordable, and abundant. Solano County has given so much to my wonderful wife, daughter, and son. Everyone in our community should have the same opportunity for success that my family and business have enjoyed. I will always put our community first. Thank you for voting. Please visit www.electtamar.com and contact me anytime at 707-290-6815. Statement of candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 2. Michael Cohn, age 41. Occupation, law firm manager at the law offices of Favaro, Lavezzo, Gill, Coretti, and Heppel. Education and qualifications. Born and raised in Vallejo and resident of Green Valley in Fairfield. Lifelong resident of Solano County. Served as chairman of the Vallejo Chamber of Commerce. Served as chairman of the Governmental Affairs Committee. Served as president of Cordelia Tri-Valley Little League. Former board member of Sutter Solano Charitable Foundation. Board member of Vallejo Kids on Course. And board member of Tim and Jeannie Hammond Foundation for Cancer. Graduate of Solano Community College, AA, Sonoma State University, BA, and Empire Law School, JD. My experience in managing a top-rated law firm in the county, along with managing various organization budgets, and many years of working on Solano County issues, makes me an ideal candidate for this position. I want to share my enthusiasm, energy, and ideas with the citizens of District 2 to help this great county continue to prosper and flourish. In order for the county to continue to prosper, it is necessary to sustain current businesses and attract new businesses. It is also important to me that both the youth and seniors continue to have excellent services available to them. Statement of candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 2, Dennis Honeychurch. Occupation, Solano County Community College Trustee, Attorney at Law, Certified Specialist in Criminal Law. Education and qualifications. I am a graduate of UCLA, and I received my law degree from UC Hastings. My wife, Judy, and I raised our three sons here in Solano County. For 35 years, I have served our community, first as a board member of the Fairfield-Sassoon Unified School District, and then as a trustee of Solano Community College, where I have worked to ensure high-quality, affordable college education. I have supported programs to allow veterans to re-enter the workforce while also bolstering the nursing and public safety training programs. I have been an advocate for people in Solano County for 40 years. I bring a record of public service, legal expertise, and commitment to this job. As county supervisor, my guiding principles will be maintaining open space, preserving the Sassoon Marsh, and protecting our water by stopping the tunnel plan. I want to make our community safe, ensure fiscal responsibility, create jobs, improve our roads, enhance railroad safety, and build trust between the community and local government. The county needs leadership that delivers solutions, and I have dedicated myself to that effort. I am proud to have the support of our current county supervisor, Linda Seifert, and I need your support as well. www.honeychurchforsupervisor.com. Statement of Candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 2. Mike Iokamides, age 61, occupation, former Benicia Council member and retired restaurant owner. Education and qualifications. I'm a third-generation Solano County resident with deep roots in our community. I grew up in Vallejo and make my home in Benicia. My wife Gail and I operated our family restaurant for over 30 years and raised our family in Benicia. I have spent my entire life fighting for a better community, and I ask for your support to continue that fight as your supervisor. I have served on the Benicia City Council, and I would bring the experience and knowledge of managing a city government, especially its budget, to the role of supervisor. Solano County has opportunities that far outreach our challenges. I will work tirelessly to bring quality jobs to Solano, jobs that support our families, shorten commute times, and better our quality of life. I will always protect our most vulnerable, our seniors and our children, and I will be second to none in support of our veterans and small businesses. We need elected officials who will listen and represent you. As your supervisor, I will never forget the people I was elected to serve. I am endorsed by Supervisor Linda Seifert, Congressman Mike Thompson, Senator Lois Walk, and Assemblymember Susan Bonilla. www.iokamedesforsolano.com.